Men's forum, guys, for men only, is first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond and Law's Angeles, and it is happening this Thursday. We have what? You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. rebuildingtheman.com/events to get any other details that you need. Or you can call the Bond office, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Shout out to the Rumble crew. I'm live on YouTube, DLive, I assume, Facebook, I think. I'm setting up my Instagram right now. I'm a little late for that. Hake is late. Late Hake. Live on Rumble, of course. Shout out to the Rumble crew, the faithful few. And we are off. It is 9:01 a.m. U.S. Pacific Standard Time here in Los Angeles. We're coming, I think this might be the last week of Standard Time here in Los Angeles. So those of you guys who are overseas and you don't observe daylight savings time at exactly the same points as we do, we're going to start, I guess, an hour earlier next week. Just a little heads up. We'll remind you, I guess. Going to have a loosey-goosey Monday show, guys. We will talk about the news. A little bit, you know, Trump got... I mean, I don't even really care about this one. He got his... he got on the ballot. The Supreme Court unanimously decided he should get on the ballot. I don't care because he's the nominee. Give me a break. Pretty sure he's going to be the nominee. Some fake news touching on today. I will be touching on Elijah McClain is a Black Lives Matter martyr. He died. They don't care about him, of course. Man, this is obnoxious. Let's see. Remove pin from group. Elijah McClain, never mind. It's just something on my end. Don't worry about it. Elijah McClain, you know, he's this sickly black guy who got himself killed, I guess, where was this? Colorado. He was wearing an open-faced ski mask. People called the police on him. He wasn't really doing anything, at least that we know of, but he acted erratic. He had some issue, but he acted erratic with the police, like, apparently, or freaked out or something. Seemed like a nice young man. Male. But the white officers and white medics been charged, in some cases, convicted, and even sentenced. Years! One guy got years. A medic, ridiculous, for overdosing him with the ketamine stuff. What a mess, huh? So I'm going to touch on that. And your calls, if you'd like to call in, and some other things, okay? But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la, la, la.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I am wearing a nice, in my opinion, it's a relatively nice shirt. I won't tell you where I got it. It's gray, and it has a pastel colors stylized hillside with a lame-o VW bus. I was never a fan of Volkswagen. I disavow it. Although, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I don't need to be doing that. Okay. What are we doing here? I tried something. I am a little off, in part, And I'm blaming it partly on evil Chrome. Because I'm trying to use some feature that they made, and it is inferior. So I'm removing all this stuff from the group right now, because Chrome is evil. But anyway, you can call in 1-888-775-3773. It wants to update my tabs in a way that is inferior. When JLP becomes president, he's going to get rid of all computers, and then we will have nothing. I always thought that was amusing, because without computers, his show wouldn't play. What is that? Okay. Google made Chrome, by the way. It's completely useless. Did you guys catch American Anchor Baby? YouTube has become greatly inferior. Completely useless. What else is inferior? Google has become inferior. Google is evil. The website? Completely useless. And what else? Their AI is useful for making fun of it. Google's AI. Because they make Nazis black. Isn't that cute? Were there any black Nazis? It's quite possible. I think it's possible, right?
No.
No? Bill, the engineer, says no. Not possible. Okay. So before I get to calls. No, let me get to calls. I'm too thrown off not to start off with calls. You don't want me all scatterbrained, Hake. Mark in Los Angeles, California, is on the line. Mark, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
The reason I called is because I wanted your audience and yourself to contrast the difference between the Riley Lakin funeral over the weekend in Athens, Georgia, where thousands of mostly white mourners came to show their respect to her for the way she was brutally murdered by a savage. Now, I wanted you and your
this is the woman. Hold on, let me interrupt to explain who Riley Lakin is. As I understand it, I haven't really reported much on it, but this is the gal who was going to University of Georgia in Augusta, and she was attending that university, a young woman, white, I guess, and she was murdered by an illegal alien. And she was missing for some time, and she was murdered. And so thousands attended her funeral, huh? Did they know her personally, or were they just...
Well, I'm sure some of them did. I don't know. But it spanned the crowd on the news. It showed, you know, the mourners mourning her in a peaceful, Christian, white way. And I want your audience to contrast that with the reaction from the death of George Floyd in 2000, they burned half of America down over what was probably not even a murder.
Yeah, I know. It definitely, well, my opinion, it was not.
Mine also.
Yeah.
But yet, look at the contrast between white Gentile people mourning for one of their own who was murdered by a third world savage versus a policeman trying to do his job, fighting a savage, fighting a criminal, and who had to use force to stop him. Now, I think everybody should look at that and see the difference between the way whites react to one of theirs being murdered versus the way the other group acts when one of theirs is brought, and I know you don't like this term, but when the other one is brought to justice street style. Whether you want to call it brought to justice or not, George Floyd had been in court many times. He'd been in trouble many times, and he wasn't getting justice in the courtroom. So whatever you want to call it, you know, brought to justice or whatever, the main idea of this call is to contrast the way whites react to one of theirs being brutalized by third world savages versus the way the other group acts when one of theirs is what I call being brought to justice. And that's really all I have, you know, to say on that.
Okay. Riley Lakin or Lakin, L-A-K-E-N, right?
I think it was in Athens, Georgia. Oh. He said Augusta, but you might be right. I don't know. Maybe they're neighboring towns.
Oh.
But in the interview,
maybe her hometown was Athens. Who knows? Yeah, I really didn't keep up with the story. In the interview, what?
The mayor was interviewed. He's white, of Athens, and he was getting booed. He was trying to blame Trump.
Oh, Lord.
This bozo, this jerk. Of a mayor, he's a Democrat, of course.
Why would he? Wait. He was trying to blame. Where? What was the context of him trying to blame Trump? Was he? Was he politicking, or was he doing a funeral, or was he?
No, he was just giving an interview to the press, and there were citizens from Athens in the audience, and they were booing him relentlessly. He tried to blame Trump, saying that Trump had vilified these newcomers, as the communist term is now. They're newcomers. According to the commies, they were trying to gaslight us. And I don't think that this mayor used that term, but I wanted to put that term out because that's what Mayorkas, Biden, and the rest of the
newcomers.
White haters in our government
that's
are calling
right.
these invaders.
I enjoyed seeing a tweet, a post on X, of a video of Trump purportedly saying, because I didn't hear it, saying, oh, the new word just broke. It's newcomers. You have to use the term newcomers. Otherwise, the DOJ, you will be indicted by the Justice Department.
Yeah, that's true. They come up with this last week,
right?
The end of last week. But the mayor was trying to say, well, because Trump used rhetoric against these illegal aliens, he wasn't even able to finish his sentence before the crowd just started calling him a liar.
Wow.
And booing him and saying he had blood on his hands. It was beautiful. The people are waking up.
You know, I differ with you a little bit on this waking up thing, because I don't think that they are waking up. I think that they're angry, and that's not awakening, because they are kind of writhing in pain because they see their country going away and there's nothing they can do about it. So they're angry and griping, and there's going to be a little bit of action done. You know, if Trump gets in office, he can do a little bit to help with this illegal alien problem. But
mass deportation.
Yeah, that would be great. But this, these people who are, although the whites are better behaved outwardly than the blacks when they're, if they identify with a victim, which you shouldn't do anyway, they are still falling for the anger, just like the blacks are.
I don't think so. I didn't see any anger in that funeral, at that morning of the Lakin girl. Everybody was peaceful. There was no outside signs of anger. The anger was with the other group. It's a false, a false equivalency.
I'm not calling
it. They're angry.
I'm not.
Well, they should be angry.
They shouldn't.
But they're not. They didn't display anger. They didn't riot.
No, I'm saying they shouldn't.
The police.
Yeah, but you can be emotional. You can be emotionally caught up. That's my point.
You wouldn't be. You, if you're normal, you would be.
No,
that doesn't
but you
mean
you
you're going to burn the city down.
No, but burning the city down is not the only evil. When you're emotionally caught up, you're going to be a sucker for some phony politician who comes up and pretends like he's with Trump and going to save the day, which a lot of posers have come up and pretended like they're with Trump and they're with America and they're truly America first. And I saw a whole lot of devils nitpicking and napping and alienating other people over the use of some dumb term like migrant or whatever. And if you're overreacting to that, you're only alienating and spreading more hatred. You're part of the problem.
Well, the people that were mourning the Lakin girl are not, I repeat, are not part of the problem.
You might be right. I didn't see them.
Those are the good guys.
I question that there was such a crowd, though.
Oh no! It was on TV. They showed all the.
No,
people.
No, no! I'm not saying I'm not saying I questioned that there was such a crowd. I'm saying I questioned the reasoning behind such a crowd going to this girl's funeral.
To show their respect for a murdered white woman.
I know, but why thousands? There's murders all the time. They're caught up and used by the news, you know?
I think they were just showing respect for the victim of third world migrant crime. That's what I think.
It's symbolic?
Well, yeah, I would have went to the funeral.
So it's not about her. About the girl herself, the young woman herself. It's about the principle of the thing.
Yeah, the principle is we had a guy here who didn't belong here.
Right.
He beat her to death where she was unrecognizable.
Mm.
And he had been arrested a couple times before on other crimes, and he's still here.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
If that isn't enough to get you...
I'll tell you what. It's definitely a slap in the face that these people are here and able to do things like this. You know, the liberal liars will say, oh, immigrants commit less crime. And they're lumping in the illegals with the regular immigrants, because regular immigrants, you better mind your P's and Q's if you want to be here. You're here as a guest. I kind of doubt it anyway, because they don't have the same mindset of obeying and loving the law. They don't have the spirit of the law within them. Yeah.
They are evil. The other thing, I'll say it real quick and I'll get off your phone.
Okay.
The girl, if you want to call her that, the female Negro that hit the cellist in New York subway, you've seen that maybe on TV. They showed it. She just walked up and brained him with a foreign object for no reason, just white hatred. And she
the
got
cellist?
They caught her. Huh?
I'm not familiar. Pardon? With this story.
Okay, this happened a couple of weeks ago on the subway.
So a black young woman underage probably hit somebody from behind, sucker punched somebody with an object?
Not sucker punch. She hit a guy in the back of the head. She brained him. They refer to it as braining someone.
When you hit him with a pipe or something?
Yes, and he was a cellist.
What's a cellist? A cellist, meaning he was playing the bass violin, cello thing.
I think so, something like that. He was playing an instrument, and it was very beautiful. I mean, he's a professional musician.
Uh-huh.
He's doing it for free. You know, they're not, and it's just to take away from the stress of the subway. And this vicious animal, this thing that should have been, well, I'm not going to say it. She came up to him from behind and smacked him in the head for no reason. There was no reason. Then she ran. They caught the devil, took her to court, and a black woman judge freed her with no bail.
For the sake of my channel, I disavow all dehumanizing language, but I know your point. It's unfortunately that we have to, that we can't speak like normal people nowadays.
What did I say?
You said animal and devil and stuff like that.
Well, we're all animals under the, scientific term.
Under their thinking. I know, but but you're not saying it like we are like her.
No.
Right.
But we
don't
fall under that category.
I know. So that's just like an excuse. This is partly what I was talking to you about anyway, because you say stuff out of like a vicious, angry, resentful spirit, and it can get my show in trouble, man.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you want to be self-controlled. No matter how out of control these people are, you remain self-controlled. We should still be able to defend ourselves. I agree with you. I'm not saying roll over, but I'm saying don't hate. You know how you're talking about we should be angry about these evil things happening. We should act rightly to stop it, but we should not be inwardly frustrated about the evil in the world. The Bible says not to be distressed or shocked at the evil in the world.
Well, I would agree, but I mean, if the right thing to do, as you say, would be to deport the man, if you want to call it who attacked.
We shouldn't deport him. Yeah. We should put him. That's either capital punishment jail and make him work for the rest of his days or something like that.
You're right. I misspoke there. Yeah, he should be either put to death or put in prison. But the other 10 million that have come in under Biden, How many potential murderers are amongst them? How many terrorists are amongst them? And the gotaways. We're not even talking about the gotaways.
Yeah. You know what? I have to cut you off because I have a caller who wants to talk to you, and I'm not sure if you want to talk to him. John in Kentucky.
Wait a minute. Is he the guy about the War of 1812?
No. No, this is a black Hebrew Israelite guy.
Oh, great. Okay, put him on.
Okay. Kentucky John, you're live with Mark in Los Angeles.
I talked to this man before.
You may have. You may have. I don't think that he was the one who was crazy with you that much. Go ahead.
Okay. We talked once. And you kind of went off the rails. You got kind of angry.
No, I don't think I did, but go ahead.
No, man, that situation that happened with the, you said, illegal immigrant murdering a white girl.
Right.
Are you guys supposed to go and forgive him? Like
yeah,
Jesse
after
says?
He's executed. We could forgive him after he's executed. The Christian way.
That's the Christian way? Killing him because he killed somebody?
And I'm a Christian. He killed a girl for no reason. He should die for that.
John in Kentucky, I'm curious. You're a Hebrew Israelite. Are you happy that I left off
Israelite,
black?
Yeah.
And so under the Israelite Old Testament law, I believe that some of these crimes call for capital punishment, meaning putting the person to sleep, death, if you will.
All right.
So do you agree with that? Do you agree with that punishment?
I agree. That's for Israelites.
Yeah.
And also, you know, every time you... one of these crooked cops killed one of these black kids, I think they should be killed too.
What if it's a justified killing?
Derek Chauvin, he ought to get a medal. He didn't do anything wrong. The jury was
Derek
pressured.
Chauvin should be shot between
the
eyes.
Whoa. John in Kentucky, hey, you want to, you find my channel somewhat entertaining.
Out of respect.
Thank you. But, so... So do you believe that Chauvin actually M-worded, murdered May, George Floyd? Because what if it was a justified killing?
I don't think he intentionally meant for the guy to die. I think he wanted him to suffer in that moment. But he ended up dying, so you got to pay the consequences. And
that's
what he's doing now.
What about Esau? Not Esau. Cain.
Mark, be quiet for a second.
Cain killed Abel. God did not kill Cain.
Hey, I don't know. Look, man, I don't know, man. We're talking about Derek Chauvin, man. I don't know in that situation. I don't think that's the same.
Right, but isn't it interesting that God did not kill Cain, the first murderer?
Hey.
Yeah.
Can I ask him that question I wanted to ask him last week?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
About his IQ.
Okay.
Now, Mark, I'm a black man, and I don't claim to be the smartest person in the world. You claim that overall whites are more intellectual or smarter, however you want to say it.
Well, the
I just
IQ
want to ask
test
you a question.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, well, here's your IQ test. What color is your skin?
I'm a white man.
So you see what I'm saying, Hake?
Yeah.
He thinks the color...
No, he does not think that.
Is white.
He does not think that, but he's not answering your question.
I asked him a simple question.
He didn't ask you your race, Mark. He asked you the color of your skin, the actual color of your skin.
Okay, it's a ridiculous question,
Mark?
But I'll say olive.
Thank you. Olive.
Olive skin.
Hey, it's an IQ question.
I
didn't.
Okay, what does
that
say about his IQ?
Just compare, just take the overall scores of Negroes versus white on IQ tests.
That means when he looks at his skin, he thinks it's white. That's what that means. That's the stupidest thing in the world, right? And a lot of white people think that way.
I think that that's a gotcha. I don't know that you know that whites are thinking that way.
It's a stupid, meaningless question.
Yeah, I agree, but it was interesting.
I just wanted to show how stupid Mark was. I knew what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Can I ask this?
I knew he was
going to
say white.
Okay.
Yeah, but say it respecting the terms of service of YouTube and Facebook, etc. Thanks.
Ask me the question. I want to hear.
Yeah, why did your people burn half America down when George Floyd, the drunken drug addict criminal, was brought to justice?
John in Kentucky, was that your people who did that?
It was black?
Right.
They were black?
Right. They were black, but were they his people, I'm asking?
It was really 50-50, white and black.
So were they your people, though? Those blacks who participated, were they your people?
If they were black and Hispanic, Native American, they're my people, but
okay.
They're not.
All
there
right.
you go.
So now answer why they did it, if you know.
First of all, that's another part of his IQ. They did not burn down half of America. I guess he's being sarcastic.
No, exaggerating, perhaps. Exaggeration, perhaps. But
yeah.
Why did they do that?
Definitely not half of America.
Why did they burn it?
You know, I can't give a direct answer. You
See,
know,
he won't give
no matter
answer?
What goes on. Hold up. I'm giving my answer. No matter what, I speak for myself. I don't know why somebody would go out and burn down their cities based on how they feel they're being treated by people like Mark. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah,
why. I can't answer that question.
Okay. I know, of course you can't. Here's another
because,
question.
Okay, so
I'm not blaming it on you, Mark. What are you talking about?
You just said it's my fault.
No, he did not say it's your. He did not say it's your fault, Mark.
People
he said
like
that
me,
he said
people
that,
like me.
No. He said, I don't know why my people or whatever, why anybody would overreact. Oh, I don't know if he said overreact, but would react in that way to burn stuff down in reaction
right.
to the way people like Mark are treating my people or
I'm
whatever.
Not treating anybody.
Right, come
anymore.
On, Mr. IQ. Get it right, Mr. IQ. Hey,
he didn't say you personally are, but people like you are allegedly treating people like him a certain way.
I have a
But you know what I feel, Hank?
Say again?
I feel like all that stuff is coming to a head, man. Like all that racial stuff
yeah.
that's been going on for hundreds of years. I think it's coming to a head. And this next generation under me, I don't think they're going to care about race. I just think they want to have good lives.
Are you in your like low 30s or high 30s or late 20s?
I'm about to be in my 40s.
Okay, because in my generation, where I was, did not care about the race thing.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious.
As long as black people stayed in their place. Then
actually, the poor
thing.
Kids, the poor bad kids who came to my 7th and 8th grade class, they cared about race. But
you're talking about the poor whites?
No, I'm talking about the quote-unquote poor Asians and Hispanics, the Hispanics especially, the bad Hispanic kids, the bad kids. They cared about race.
I have two quick questions. First of
all right.
Is that group he's in, are they separatists? You know, they want to separate the races?
Yes.
Okay, wait, that's one. And I know I got to get these questions in quick before I get cut off. And the other comment, basically, or question, I'll put this as a question to my genius friend here. Can you name one country that's black dominated? Wait a minute. Well, that whites are safe in one black dominated country anywhere on the globe where whites can be safe in that country. Okay, first,
well,
are you separatist?
Baltard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we're separatists, just like you. Just like you want to be.
You're a separatist.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think everything will
good
be better. Hey,
I can agree with.
I agree
well,
with
why
you.
Why don't you just leave?
Mark,
why
he's not going to hang up
leave?
On you, Mark.
Well, huh? I don't know. Why don't you just leave if you feel this way? If you're a separatist, why don't you go back to wherever you want to go and get out of here?
Well, see, that's the way I feel about you, Mark. Why don't you go back
no,
to
we
where
were
you
here.
Come
we,
from? And
we
all
built
that.
This country, and you're burning
listen,
it down.
Listen, blacks,
we,
well, blacks from Africa. Listen, blacks and Native Americans were here before your people got here. So why do you start the race? Where you guys created, the 13 colonies or whatever, however y'all set it up. Why do you start the race right there? Why don't you start it before y'all got here?
Our ability to create a civilization started when the Mayflower got here. When Christopher Columbus discovered America, that was the start of what's called the New World. Okay?
Where's Christopher Columbus at now?
We have the greatest country in the history of the world, and you're trying to destroy it. So
what is Christopher Columbus at now? Mr. IQ, where's he at now?
I guess he's in heaven.
He's in heaven?
Yeah,
man,
of course.
You think a person that lives the way he lives is in heaven?
Yeah, his power came from God, just like President Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Where your power
Boy, you are delusional.
I think,
you
I
are
think
delusional.
You guys are getting power from the other guy.
Mark, you're delusional. Somebody who comes to somebody else's land and acts like their friends, and then turns their back and starts to murder them and take all the things from them. You don't go to heaven from that right there.
We built the greatest country.
Hold on. Mark, correct his understanding of history of what Columbus did.
Columbus discovered America, the New World. Okay.
And no, he said we know that, but he said that he acted like he's the friends of the American Indians and then turned around and murdered them.
He didn't murder anybody. Christopher Columbus.
I don't know whether he murdered anybody or not.
He just came over here as a good man and said, "Give me your land." And they gave it to him.
Did he say that? Show me that where that's in history.
No, I'm asking. Hey, he's in HE double hockey sticks right now. That's where he's at. He's not in heaven.
I don't know. Okay. You're not God that you can say that, John.
Well, they think they're God.
Based on the life you live, determines whether you're going to heaven or hell.
I know, but you don't know how Columbus lived. You only know the Howard Zinn communist propaganda of fake history.
He wiped out a whole race of people. Is all I know.
I doubt that.
No, that's not true.
What I know.
Again, more lies.
But
my question is: do you accept Jesus as your personal savior?
Man, I'm not answering that question from you. I don't even like the way that sounds coming out of your mouth.
Where the hell you're going?
I don't even like the way that sounds coming out of your mouth. It sounds like something evil.
I accept Jesus. That's evil. Accepting Jesus is evil.
Now we know who you are. Listen, Mark.
He's saying it differently from what you're saying, Mark. He's not saying.
No, it's a simple question. Do you accept Jesus as your personal savior?
He doesn't like how it sounds coming out of your mouth for some interesting reason.
Say it.
Because he's evil, man. You know.
So what's happening, Mark, is that John has a judgment on you as being evil. Oh, so John left. But he had to leave. He's a working man. But he has a judgment on you as an evil person, so it sounds sick to him hearing an evil person talking about Christ or Jesus or whatever.
Yeah, but he doesn't accept him anyway.
How do you know that?
He wouldn't answer the question.
If he doesn't answer the question, that doesn't mean that he doesn't accept
him. Well, Jews by definition don't accept. Of course, I don't think he's really a Jew, but whatever he calls himself.
No, that's not true. Jews by definition, some of them, the true Jews, do accept Jesus.
Well, yeah, you mean like the Jews?
Because he's their king.
They're a small, tiny minority.
Yeah, and he might be part of that minority. I'm laughing because John from Kentucky might be part of the minority of the true elect, the true chosen remnant of God's chosen people who also believe in God and his son.
You mean that you're describing this guy that I just talked to?
I'm playfully teasing that may be the case. Who knows?
I doubt it. Have you ever seen these guys?
Maybe he will repent. I've met some Black Hebrew Israelites, and some of them are nasty, like you're saying. But some of them are quite kind, just like, and they might have some anger and some mistaken beliefs, but they're no different from you and me.
Well, you know what I can't understand is, you know, the FBI's hassling Catholics, the FBI's hassling January 6 people, but they won't go after a group like this. Like this guy is a part of. They're not investigating that.
They do kind of go after the Black Hebrew Israelites. They call them Black Identity. Something like that. That happened under Trump, I think.
Christopher Wray bowing down to Cory Booker in the Senate admitted in a hearing.
Extremists.
FBI Director Wray said that they no longer keep tabs on the Black Identity
extremists.
People.
Yeah, Black Identity extremists. Right. Yeah.
Well, the FBI no longer keeps tabs on them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised because the FBI is more anti-white and liberal than anything. They're not about the truth.
But
the Black Hebrew Israelites are not the primary threat to whites or anybody when it comes to blacks. They're not even really a threat to Jewish people or anybody. They yell and shout and say stuff, but Only occasionally do they come out with some violence. It's kind of like the whites, the white identity, quote unquote, extremists. Rarely do they do anything violent. But
I don't even know who they are.
The white identity extremists? I'm just using.
Who are they?
Huh?
Who are they?
That one guy.
Oh, one guy.
No, there's a few. There's a few out there, but they don't. They don't tend to do anything either. They tend to be nonviolent as well.
I think there's some sick minds, and I think they could be. I'm not talking about them as a group, but in their group, amongst them, I think there are potential murderers and killers.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's happened.
I can't prove it, but they some of their people are in jail.
Oh yeah, no, one of them killed Martin Luther King's mother.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, how long has this phony group been around anyway?
I think since they came around like after slavery, I want to say.
I never started noticing them until about 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Or hearing
and
about
it's greatly
them.
Exploded with the internet, just like the flat earth stuff.
Yeah, but I look at them as a threat. They're loudmouths. They block the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And if you're a white person walking by, they'll talk stuff to you.
They're definitely aggressive in that way, but physical attacks, most of them try to be a little bit better behaved than to do physical attacks.
Well, you never know. Again,
yeah,
amongst
true.
Their ranks, who knows what's in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's close out with John in Kentucky. His phone had dropped. John in Kentucky, last word.
Oh, okay. I just want to say, you know, Black Hebrew Israelites, however y'all want to call us,
yeah,
we don't go out and commit crime. We are family-oriented. We have businesses. And we're about loving our people and just being good people. We don't go out and do foolishness. The stuff y'all call foolishness.
Well, who killed Martin Luther King's, his mother or father?
It was a Black Hebrew Israelite who allegedly killed Martin Luther King Jr.'s mother, according to Big Bump reporting.
So he's not allegedly. Yeah, he was convicted.
Yeah.
I think he was.
That's one.
Okay.
That's one, and he went rogue.
The one that we know of.
There's going to be a more. Violent person in any group, of course. I don't care about that.
No, but my question
would
is, why is the FBI?
But John in Kentucky, he just said that a lot of Black Hebrews like stand on the corners and verbally harass, let's call it, if you want to use a woman word, the whites.
If you want to use it.
Yeah.
I saw some BHIs making a Jewish man cry in New York talking about the Holocaust.
Everybody's not in the same group, by the way.
Right, I know.
Well,
how are we supposed to know who's who? And I've got another question for this guy.
Really,
black,
don't even matter.
I gotta wrap it up.
I'm
nice.
Good. You wrap it up whenever.
Thank you, John in Kentucky. Nice talking with you, man. Take care.
All right.
Bye, Mark in Los Angeles. Good talking with you, man.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that silence nice? Maze, my favorite caller from the sundown town of Dayton, Ohio. Thank you for calling and holding. Maze, how you doing?
Well, hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Mark, I tell you, I wonder what he was doing in the 60s. I bet you he wouldn't break down and tell you what he was doing. And if Jesus is your Lord and your Savior...
What's that supposed to mean?
I would like for him to say what he was doing.
What he was up to in the 60s?
He still got it in him.
Got what in him?
What he had in the 60s, he got it in him today.
What is that?
Because the world is moving on and going to leave people behind like him, sitting in the corner all alone.
Isn't that sad?
It sure is sad.
Shouldn't we love the people who...
Because when I hear him...
Shouldn't we love the people who are lost in anger?
No. Do I love the people that are lost in anger? I just love for them to get it out so they can go on and live their life.
Yeah. So then we shouldn't leave him behind. That's not nice.
It's a good thing for him to get it out so people can understand and see where he's coming from. He's coming out of the 60s. And if the Lord is...
What's wrong with the 60s?
I would like to know what he was doing back then.
I don't know. I think he was friends with some white men who are not too much different from you.
No, doing the things that he's... that he complained about, he was probably back there doing the same thing on the phone.
Now you're in your imagination. You remind me of.
That's why I was asking him the question.
You once
walking around saying the Lord was his savior.
You famously speculated that some particular white man spit on black people because he was about that age that white men used to spit on black people, if that was widespread.
You're lying. You never heard.
I am not lying. You literally did it. I remember it. It came to mind.
Now what did I say?
You said he probably spit on black people because he's that age. That white people were doing that.
That's what I used to tell Bob a go-to guy. Yes, I did.
Right.
That.
See, now you see,
that was
now
not
you remember.
Wrong.
All right. What's that?
So I'm saying I would like to know what Mark was doing back there. He would not tell you. And if his Lord is his
I don't think that he would. I don't think that he was ashamed. He's not one to hide his beliefs and
past.
He talks
about the Negro. So when he talk about the Negro, he think it's something to hurt people. The Negro, when it comes to the Negro, that was the most mistreated people on in this America. The Negro was.
Oh, really?
Negro,
I don't think so. Negro, I don't think there were any. I don't think
he had the Negro had more dignity than he had in his whole body.
Well, a man of dignity
because they respected
has dignity.
Each other, and they did things with each other until somebody came in and figured out a way that they got to feed other people and not their own people and go to their stores. That's what Mark is mad about.
Yeah, this so-called civil rights movement was a mess.
They stopped feeding them. The so-called civil rights what?
The so-called civil rights movement was a mess.
Well, the laws that they came up with was not a mess.
Yes, they were.
When they had the freedoms of speech, when they couldn't get stopped by the cops, and the kids sitting in the car, and the cops saying anything to their dad that they wanted to say, and they had to look at their dad like, well, you can't say nothing back. He had the right to.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's true or not.
You don't
but
know
you're not. Why do you want to talk back to police?
Why would you want to talk back to police?
Yeah.
Why would you be a cop standing in front of a kid? Scolding the dad, and he didn't do nothing just because he passed by in a nice car and you didn't have one.
Is this something that actually happened, or are you in your imagination?
Oh, sure. You'll have a lot of people can tell you about that story. But you listen to other stories.
But why would you want to, you didn't answer my question, why would you want to talk back to the police?
Because the people being nasty to you. You didn't have no rights until the civil rights came along.
You had plenty of rights. Civil rights was a loss of rights.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, how? Explain it.
We have the basic right to discriminate. And now that has been violated,
right?
What's that?
You want to discriminate, but you don't want anybody to discriminate against you.
No, I'm okay with being discriminated against.
Learn.
Hey, Maze, I'm okay with being discriminated against. If I have a problem, that's a me problem.
Well, if I'm discriminated against, you know what I do? I don't do business with those people anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So leave them alone. Why do
you
have to
have your own place?
Why do you need the law? Why do you need the evil law to violate your right, your basic right to discriminate?
No, it was like this. You could discriminate. You can discriminate against people.
But you said that...
They're working in your restaurants, doing all the work for you, but you couldn't even go in there and eat, but you have somebody in the back of the kitchen cooking.
Why would you want to repay evil with evil?
No, that's not repaying evil. That's what I'm trying to say. Those people that happen to, they still have respect for
talking them. Back to the police, talking...
God-loving people, they still have respect for them.
Maze, talking back to the police... And anti-discrimination laws, those are repaying evil with evil, and sometimes repaying good with evil.
And when I hear Mark talking about,
how come you're moving on from my point?
No, I'm saying you're not correct.
Talking back to police is evil.
I'm saying the law.
I don't care what the police is doing. You don't talk back to them.
You talk back to them.
No, I don't.
You've seen a lot of people talk back to him and nothing happened.
I know, because now we have a soft, weak mama spirit running the show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good to talk. Do you talk back to police?
I don't want him to be mad if that's the kind.
Do you talk back to your husband?
What do you say about my husband?
Do you talk back to him?
I'm not my husband's slave, and I'm not my husband's child.
That's not what I asked you.
I voice it like he has one.
You talk back to him?
If he give me a reason to, yes, I will.
But have you?
Excuse me?
Do you, have you, talked back to your husband?
I have. So what's wrong with that?
Do you apologize for being wrong?
Did you talk back to your mother? Or have you?
I have. I used to get in trouble for talking back to my mother.
You didn't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I wouldn't do that.
Huh?
I wouldn't disrespect my mother or my father.
How about you? But you disrespected your husband.
What? What are you talking about, Jane?
You said
that you don't have a wife, so how can you tell me how to run my household?
Talking back is disrespectful. I'm not telling you how to run your household. I'm telling you that you disrespected your husband by talking back to him, right?
Really?
That's what talking back is. Isn't talking back disrespect?
Oh, I can talk back to him, but he can talk back to me.
But that's mutual disrespect. That's not
good. Thank you. So what's wrong with that?
It's disrespectful.
Really?
I feel like I'm Joelle now, talking about disrespect.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you are very entertaining.
Do you catch Joelle Friday TV?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Right on.
What about it?
Oh, because he talks about disrespect. So
no, I'm talking
think
about Mark and his anger that he has against the Negro. He still got the same anger against the Negro.
But he also has anger against the illegal alien, and he has anger against the whites who are doing wrong.
Against the illegal alien and anybody else. You don't have to be the Negro by itself. He did not give this Negro away.
He believes that he's angry at evil. Are you angry at evil ever?
No.
Nice. How do you stay away from being angry at evil?
Because it don't bother me.
So evil doesn't bother you?
No,
what,
I just look at
what the prompts you to call in when
I say they would get over it.
What prompts you to call in when my black callers agree with the whites? What prompts you to call in?
What prompts me to call in? Because I have a different opinion than they do. That's showing you that everybody don't think the same.
And so are they evil?
Look the same, we don't act the same, and we don't do the same thing.
Are my black
that's
callers?
Why I call you. I don't call you about what they're talking about, or if they're telling a lie, I correct it.
Are lies evil?
Excuse me.
Are lies evil?
Are lies evil? I have to think about that.
Okay. That's fair enough.
What else?
I don't know. I'm run out of ideas.
That is why I call in. Most people think I call in just because people call in and say, the ones that have to agree with you, like, they're saying what you want to say to make you happy. I don't have to do that because I have my own brain. I have my own thoughts. And I have whatever I do is my opinion. That's their opinion if they have it. But if they're lying, I'm going to tell you the truth.
You know, Maze.
That's why you got a right hand and a left hand.
If you had your own mind.
The brain, right side of the brain.
If you really had your own mind and own thoughts, then why would you be spewing this nonsense about police disrespecting black people and black people can't talk back to them?
No, I'm going back to where Mark was talking.
Right.
About those days, they never gave respect, and he still don't have respect.
No, there was mutual respect between whites and blacks more back then than today.
Because some of us never grew up around CWPs. We grew
Caucasian
up in neighborhoods where
CWPs, Caucasian white people.
We had, like, doctors, black nurses, and all those different people, and different things. And shouldn't you wonder what happened to those people?
What? What people?
All those things.
I was talking over you, Maze. I didn't hear what you were talking about.
I said that we had nurses.
Blacks?
We had cops. Yes, neighborhoods. There's nothing in it but us.
Nice. Isn't that nice?
Came along.
Isn't that heaven on earth?
Y'all put it on something else. And Mark is still mad about that immigration.
Right. A lot of blacks are, too.
Excuse me?
A lot of blacks are, too. Integration was wrong.
Because you don't think that black people are supposed to have anything. You think you're supposed to rule them so you can give them what you think they need.
Not true.
Because there's always a roadblock.
Are you talking about, you think that's how I think?
It's called private.
Wait, Maze, you think that's how I think?
That's the way you sound.
No, well, you're...
Explain to me how you think.
How I think about the blacks? They should do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. They do it for themselves.
No, they don't.
When did they stop?
They stopped during the Civil Rights Movement. They,
really?
They got on welfare, and they're begging for stuff.
Well, who was on welfare before black people got on welfare?
I think the white women. Is that the answer?
What are you talking about?
Is that the answer, white women on welfare,
that's
too?
Your answer. I don't know why.
I don't want the whites on welfare either. I don't want them acting like the blacks.
I want everybody to own their own property, their own businesses, and do business with each other.
Yeah, but the...
You've got a group of people that are jealous and don't want to see that happen.
But the Christian... But the Christian capitalist way, right?
Ain't no Christian in it.
Not the communist capitalist way.
Yeah, there's no Christian about it in it at all.
Whatever.
So if you had you got a private prison... Somebody else should have each group should have their own private prison to put their people in so they can keep their communities up.
That's kind of cool.
Make them wealthy and well. But see, some communities got burned down. We're doing that, but what happened?
And then they rebuilt
them. How did that happen, Mark?
Through infighting. They were fighting amongst each other.
No, they were not infighting.
Yeah, they were.
You only used Oklahoma, but there was states across this country besides Oklahoma that was burnt down.
Because there was
black people.
Because blacks and whites were fighting even back then.
What were they fighting about? What were they fighting about?
Devil versus devil.
Really?
Yeah.
Devil versus devil. That's what you say.
Yep.
You think the blacks were such innocent angels that the whites just burned
their communities down out of pure jealousy and no other reason? Or what?
Black Lives Matter.
Is that what you think?
Black Lives Matter. So those people that got burned out.
No, no, hold on. Do you think that the whites were so, like, jealous of these innocent angels who were doing well for themselves? Oh, okay. So you don't know.
Mm-mm, that's what I want you to explain to me.
I did explain it to you.
Like when I hear
the blacks were acting up, and the whites acted up, and they were doing bad things to each other.
They acted up enough to destroy their property?
Huh?
They acted enough to destroy their property and their land and all of that stuff?
It happens.
And they didn't have anything?
That's what happens in war.
Oh, war? What war? I don't know it was a war.
Race war.
Well, okay, that's what you called it.
Yeah.
That's what Mark wanted, a race war. For what?
No, he doesn't want a race war. He wants them gone.
That's what he said the other day.
Oh, if he did, then he's wrong. I differ with him on that.
Well, that's what he said. So
I don't know if that's what he said. You're not a reliable witness.
When it comes to the African-Americans or Native Americans.
Don't call them African-Americans. I've never heard you say that term.
The people, whatever y'all wanted to call us.
What do you call yourself?
Whatever you want to call us besides the Negro.
No, no, no. What do you call yourself?
Do I call myself? I tell you what's on my birth certificate.
What?
That's what I call myself.
What's on your birth
y'all
certificate?
Y'all came up with those names and stuff, and we mark them and ask your race.
Uh-huh.
We didn't come up with that. Y'all did.
But what is it?
Yeah, not you, but your people did.
Dox, what's on your birth certificate? I want to hear it.
I said, on my birth certificate says I'm colored.
Nice. Hey, so isn't that sweet? That's sweet.
Huh?
I said that's sweet.
Well, Jesse would probably say the same thing, or either say Negro, one of the two.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with those terms.
Say, well, why do you keep changing it instead of leaving where it was at the Negro? That's where it's just...
Political correctness. It's dumb. I agree with you.
And it's dumb.
Yeah.
And now you, and then
so don't say African American, Mace.
You had Hispanic white. It shouldn't be Hispanic white. It should be just Hispanic, period.
I agree. I agree. Those Hispanics are not white. Shout out to the white Hispanics.
Yeah. It used to be considered Hispanic white, but then they didn't want to be called it. They just want to be called Hispanic.
Maze, in the last couple...
That's not my problem, what you want to call yourself. I'm saying what you put on paper on my birth certificate and everybody else's birth certificate, what y'all wanted to put on there. Not what we wanted to be, because we could have been the same thing that we were in the beginning.
You lost me.
Negroes. That's what it was, Negro.
Nice.
When you find the young people today say, I'm not a Negro. What a Negro. Negro is bad. Negro was the strongest thing that America ever had.
Oh, Lord. Maze. Yeah, you're such a woman.
Because, you know, you had to, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being a woman?
Because
I'm glad
nothing's
I'm
wrong with being a woman.
But I was
it's
made
just that
a
you're
woman.
being very prideful and bigoted about
woman?
The Negro thing.
I'm
the Negroes are the strongest.
I'm proud to for
everybody. Man. Every woman in her group thinks their group is the strongest.
No, I don't think my group is no strong.
Yeah, you just said Negroes are the strongest.
I said the Negro were the strongest.
Were.
That's right, because they tried to, take everything away. You ain't going to say they gave them welfare. They gave them good times and all those movies on TV, too. I'm saying, like, well, they can never get out, so that's where y'all stuck at. Stuck on never getting out. You got to stay in this spot because we want you to be. Now look at where you all are. Everything coming in here.
Huh?
Now you're crying about it. They started business and doing everything, and you're at the bottom, so now you're crying and want to put it on us. We didn't do it. Thank the people that did it. They look like you.
Well, we blame the people for...
Don't put it on us because we didn't do it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mace.
The reason the country is in the mess is in that y'all want to call a mess.
But are you part of the country?
Yes, I am part of it.
Yeah,
country.
And then there's other fellow blacks who are part of the country who are participating in the evil that's happening.
I am not complaining about it.
There are other fellow blacks, black Americans, who are participating in the mess that is happening. So we point that out.
What's wrong with participating? That's y'all problem. Y'all don't want nobody to
participating in mess
you wanna have
is
the whole
mess.
Apple. You want to have the whole apple or the whole piece of pie.
Whatever.
That's why you have to cut the pie.
I said you're misunderstanding me, Maze. I said participating in mess.
Oh, mess. That's what y'all are, mess. The walking dead.
Okay.
And one day, y'all will be woke.
All right.
And when you look around, it's because of, we didn't do it. I just keep telling you.
Do you want to talk to Jaime in Minnesota, Maze?
Huh?
Do you want to talk to Jaime in Minnesota?
Okay.
Okay. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not afraid of nothing.
Jaime in Minnesota, talk some sense into Maze, please. If you want.
How's it going, Maze?
Hey.
I'm going marvelous as all every day.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I heard you say to Hake that he's not married, so he can't really tell you how to be as a woman, but I'm married, and my wife doesn't argue with me. And that's because I'm not a man who gives her a reason to argue. You know what I'm saying? So if you're arguing with your husband, talking back to him, it's because he's making you that way.
He's a disobeyer.
So it kind of makes me think that he's not a real man.
Really? He's suggesting that it sounds like your husband.
She letting you control her man.
No, I don't.
That's what I think.
She and I have one mind.
Oh, one man.
Yeah. We're both religious, and we agree with God.
That's the problem.
We work together. We're synchronous.
You do too. We work together. Yeah. We do things together.
But we don't argue.
It sounds like you guys are judging each other's marriages.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's his marriage. If he's happy with it, that's his business. And this is mine. My husband don't tell me what to do. I don't tell him what to do. But we come to an understanding.
But you just admitted that you talk back to him sometimes.
Talk back to him. So what's wrong with that?
That's what I'm calling about.
Right.
Because you're an argumentative person.
Yeah,
I can't talk back to you.
I hear you a lot. And I
can't talk back to you.
That you would have been a much happier person if your parents didn't let you down.
My parents didn't let me
teach you the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
You're funny.
Did you marry your wife? Your mom had taught you the right way to be a woman.
Did you marry your wife?
Your dad had taught
you marry her to be your husband.
Maze, you're talking over
him.
Sorry.
And if your dad had taught you how a proper man treats a woman, you probably would have married a proper man.
Yes, I have a proper man that know how to treat a woman. Dearly. And he respects women.
It sounds like a male feminist.
What?
Why are you so argumentative?
I'm not arguing. You just don't like what I'm saying. And you understand. Now I ask you a question. Did you marry your wife to be her father, or did you marry her to be your husband? Her husband.
One other thing. When you had mentioned Mark and how
you're asking to answer my question.
Wait, one second. I'll get right to it. That you mentioned that Mark is still living in the 1960s.
He is.
I've learned hearing people, when a person says something about another person, they're saying it about themselves.
Ah. Oh, and, so true.
I feel like
you're stuck in the 1960s.
You are stuck too.
Or 50s or
in religion?
Maze.
He doesn't answer my questions, and then I'm going
He will listen. He will answer your question later.
I want
but
to answer first,
he's making a no. Okay. Well, you're not the boss of the show.
No, I'm not the boss of the show.
Yeah, yeah. So he can answer it later. You calm down now, and you listen to this point. It's deep.
I'm listening.
And
he just said. Let me repeat what you just said, Maze. He said that you accused Mark of living in the 60s, and that's actually what you're doing, is you're living in the 60s. You're living in the times when you couldn't talk back to police who were disrespecting the black people doing nothing wrong. You're living in the 60s, I don't know whether Mark is or not, but you are.
Now, let me tell you where I'm living. I'm going to show you how I live. I live I hang around and do things with people that don't look like me, not from this country, and I have fun with them. Don't put them down and say, they shouldn't be in this country. You should go back to where you came from. So in the 60s, it was only two groups of people here. So somebody brought some more people in here that took your stuff away, but you blaming us for doing it, and you always say you got to give us something. You ain't got to give me nothing, because I want everything I got, I earned it.
All right.
Break the law.
Nice, but let's hear it.
I want to destroy people.
Maze. Let's,
we don't think the same.
You're a fair-minded person is your point. Let me hear Jaime elaborate a little bit. Go ahead.
Let him answer the question first, please.
No. He'll answer the question after this.
I will. But the other point I wanted to make about that is your parents were supposed to grow you out of being in that age, that 1960s mentality. You were supposed to grow up spiritually.
Your husband was supposed to help you with that too. Those people follow Jim Jones because of spirit, and look what they did. I don't follow people. So we can get the spirit stuff out the way, because that's what you use for a crutch. So when you lose me when you go there.
But I only speak that way because I'm a religious person too. I'm a Christian.
I'm not.
And I think you've said, aren't you a religious person?
She talks about God's law.
That's right, but I'm not. I don't care the devil's spirit, because there was two spirits. The one got through out of heaven. Those are the spirits that I'm looking at walking around, creeping around here. So is, can you answer my question now, James?
Okay.
So did you marry your wife to be her father, or did you marry her to be your husband? Did he get quiet or his phone called?
I married her to be her husband.
Well, then, if you married her to be her husband, you shouldn't try to be her father. You tried to tell her what to do.
Right. Yeah, I,
but don't you doesn't isn't a husband sort of a fatherly figure to a wayward wife, which is so often the case?
Because
I think that's the part where
for example, animal husbandry. You're containing the animal. You're breaking the horse's spirit. Isn't that animal husbandry? And aren't you supposed to break? Wait, Maze. Aren't you supposed to break the evil spirit of your wife and tame her to be a more sensible human being?
Oh, she got to do everything you say do, and she got to walk around in misery.
I was asking Hyman.
That really.
What to do what you want to do.
Really
as long
drives
as you
the point.
Respecting you and you respecting her. That's y'all problem. That me and y'all don't. Some men don't respect their wives because they think
you're not supposed to. You respect really the wife is supposed to respect the husband. Go ahead.
In your religious view. That's your religious view. Drop that.
Let me hear Hyman can't get a word in edwise. Maze, let's let Hyman speak.
Had your father been a husband to your wife, you would have been able to see how he
your mother
was helping. He would have helped her.
Had your father been the husband to your mother.
If you had a father, you watched him and his wife, well, she had her opinion and he had his. That's a mother and a father showing you that you do not, that when you leave my house, you don't go back out and look for another father. Because I was your father when you was in this house. But you leave this house, you have your brain, and a mother will tell her son the same thing. When he leaves
right, and you would have,
it's that honor that mother.
What I'm saying is, once you grew up, you would have picked a proper husband. But what you're saying is a feminist idea.
Yeah,
a husband and wife.
I know, but you've been brainwashed by feminism, Maze, and you don't even know it. Yeah,
I don't like feminism.
And the religion,
I know, I don't like, I don't either. But we've all been brainwashed by it.
That's right, you've been brainwashed. The stuff you need to
it's,
watch. Your
it's
brain
the
from.
Spirit of the devil in the. It's the spirit of the serpent. It's what feminism is. Go ahead,
Hyman. Adam had her. Eve had her own mind. As you always say. Adam
no, she didn't.
Yeah, she did not. She didn't bite the fruit.
Maze did not have her. I mean, Eve did not have her own mind. She had the serpent's mind.
But she did. She would have bit the fruit too, just like Adam did.
She
but
did.
Adam was
she bit the fruit before Adam.
What do you say?
And so,
according to what I heard,
I don't know where you got. I don't know where you got your religious
Adam
education.
And Eve, what you say?
But it sounds very incorrect. And the best thing
like,
to do would
you
be
want,
to do something. What,
you
one second,
want to
and
your
then
wife,
I'll let you go.
You tell your children
and then
what
I'll let you. I'll let you do it.
No, you don't
you
be your wife.
Silent, if you did the silent prayer,
like,
you could maybe. Actually see who you're angry at. Because
I'm not angry
not
at anybody. I'm happy. I love myself too much to be angry. So if you love yourself to be too much that like that, you would know other things coming the way anyway to get in the hope of being angry. Do you get
and
it?
I'm just weighing in because
do you
I,
ever do
I
the have you ever heard of the silent prayer, Maze?
The Walking Dead. What?
You ever do the silent prayer?
No, I don't do no silent prayer because I ain't no how you why you gonna take God's prayer and put a silent prayer in his place?
It is
what
God's
you
prayer.
A silent prayer for? No.
What oh so you do God's prayer?
Excuse me?
You do
the
God
Lord's prayer?
You do God's prayer?
Lord's prayer.
No,
the
God's prayer.
One?
Oh, you do the Lord's Prayer, the only one?
That is the Lord's Prayer, not somebody made up prayer.
So you do the Our Father.
Like,
you have the spirit of Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debters.
Well, do you abide by that?
No, I'm asking you, do you do that? You do that
yes,
Lord's
do.
Prayer thing? Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. So what is wrong with it? You want me to replace it with a silent prayer?
No, the silent prayer is the Lord's Prayer. Yes.
Oh, you just do it in silence.
Yeah, the silent prayer is no. You don't have to think about it because that's how your spirit is.
Oh, really? You don't have to think about it. So you call the silent prayer the Lord's prayer in silence.
Right, because you're a babbler, Maze, and so
whatever,
you don't really
I mean,
have you don't really
you call me.
Huh?
You're not saying Maze. You're not talking to me. You're talking at me.
No, I said you're a babbler, Maze.
If so. I'm supposed to give me
and
answer.
So, somebody who's
getting your feelings if I tell you what you are.
Who what, you for? Do you forgive the white cops their debts as God forgave you your debts?
Do you forgive people? That's why I say you need to forgive.
No, I asked you a question. I didn't ask you about me.
I don't hate cops. Did I say you? I said my brother.
Did you forgive? Do you forgive the white cops who were disrespecting the blacks back in the 60s?
I forgive all of the Walking Dead.
Did you forgive them?
To my people. I forgive them all.
You did?
Did I mean, they still here? They're like I say, Mark is still here. Only tell people what he did.
Did you forgive Mark?
Sure. I forgive him.
See?
But I won't forget it.
Oh, that's nice.
And I won't go fall in the trap that they
You won't forget it.
Because I'm not trying to be back there. You understand?
So you're living in the 60s.
I'm living in 2024.
All right. Go ahead.
If I could make just two more points. The first one's pretty quick and easy.
Schmays.
You should let your wife.
Maze.
When I was listening to him talk.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Jaime.
I noticed that he was a lot calmer in the beginning, and it took him a lot longer to get ramped up. So I'm wondering if he's starting to look at himself.
Who's
and
that?
Then when Kentucky John got on the phone with him, he got argumentative, but it didn't seem as bad as he does. You know, so it seems like he's getting better.
Who?
Mark.
Mark is getting better?
Mark, I'm not here to...
Yeah.
Dan, can I say what I gotta say? I'm not here to make
he was pretty calm. But the second thing, Maze, with the way that you're very argumentative and babbling with other callers, I think that's what you're like with your... You were like with your father and probably what you're like with your husband.
Can I tell you what you would
so
like to say?
When you say that you don't disrespect your husband, I don't believe you.
I don't disrespect my husband. I respect my husband in the most highest that he can be. I love my husband.
That doesn't show with the way that you talk with other callers.
If you did, you would give her the same respect that she gives you.
All right.
Do you give her that?
So that's just my... That's just my observation.
You do that. That's not being a man.
I've listened to Maze a lot, and
I
like Maze. She's great, and she's very entertaining. And
I've had him for a long time.
Thank you, Jaime.
Like your chair.
Appreciate you, man.
That's all I got.
All right.
I know that's all you got.
Take care. Bye.
You can't speak for me and my man.
That's true, Maze. That's true.
And it goes like that. But I am not to be told like I'm a child and when I can do stuff and where I can go places, that's not a man's part.
Whatever.
You agree if you can go, because he can go and you can go.
I still think you're a feminist and just don't realize it.
I'm not a feminist. I don't do what feminists do.
You think equal? You think
I don't have no beliefs that
you think
have.
Men and women are equal?
They are.
No, they're not.
That's why it's equally yoked.
Did God ever say that? They're equal?
What?
Did God ever say they're equal?
Did they?
I'm asking.
But I was saying, if I couldn't talk to a person that don't have a wife to have a conversation about a wife,
you're dodging.
Somebody came on was talking about a wife my husband I don't respect my husband really.
You just admitted that you guys talk back at each other. If you talk back at each other, that's disrespectful.
No. I can go up places, and my husband will be somewhere on the other side of a store. And I'm talking about him. He can come up and they already know that's my husband.
All right.
Just by me talking about him and what I was saying. Or it can be the opposite of him and I'm somewhere else.
I gotta go, Maze.
That's how good our marriage is.
Take care, Maze.
When you get there, then you can stop trying to say you rule your wife. Because that's what it sounds like, a ruler.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
And no, it doesn't.
Yeah, huh?
I don't know you that.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. It's a fact.
Okay, uh-huh.
Even God said the man will rule over her.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You don't what? You don't believe that?
No.
It's part of the curse. He will rule over you.
So you okay? If you say so.
There were people in the chat saying we're not animals, Ake. That we break the woman's spirit.
You rule over your children until they become 18 of age,
huh?
And they're gone. So why are you gonna get a wife and rule over her after you don't marry?
You better rule over her, otherwise she's gonna rule over you.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. You're ruling over me for a last half hour.
Well, you're thinking wrong. I'm not ruling over you.
Yeah,
I'm giving my opinion.
Well, that's nice. Thank you, Maze.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I don't know if there's nothing wrong with your opinion.
And when it comes to true facts, I give those to you, too. But y'all said I'm angry and this. I love myself too much. That's why y'all don't bother me. And I'm just listening to you. Mark don't even bother me because he got too much hate for himself. That's what's wrong with it. But once Mark learned to love himself, he'll be a better and a stronger person, and he'll stop worrying about somebody coming into this country to get him.
Okay,
and
Mays.
You and him and all the rest of them think that somebody come across that border because somebody came across the border to start America, as they say, that people are already here.
That's okay. That's the way
they
of the world.
The same fear, and America would have been...
You're thinking like a woman, Mays. You're thinking like a woman. That's the way of the world.
I am a woman, so what am I supposed to think, like a man?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
I'm not one, but they make me a man. He made me a woman.
I know, but then if the world was run by women, it would be even worse.
If it was ran by women, you don't know what it would be.
I already know that it would be worse because parts of the world are already run by women, and it's bad.
That's your fear.
It's not fear. It's truth.
You get hurt, the first person you run to was not your father, was your mother.
Mommy.
And she had to take care of your niece.
That's because my dad wasn't home.
Anything that happened to you. Don't say no, your dad wasn't there.
My dad was
at home sharing you.
He was there, but he wasn't home. He was working.
What?
He was out working.
He wasn't working 24/7 because Saturday and Sunday he should have been off.
But I didn't get hurt on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, over here, that's the time you got hurt because you was going to school, I guess, and then in the house, and then on the weekend. And if you fell down, who would you run to, your mom or your dad?
I got to go, Maze. Nice talking to you.
That's what I'm saying. And both of them should have took you together. That's what it's called. Two men, a man and a wife working together with their children.
All right.
Between the hurt and the pain and all of that together. They do it together, not apart. So whoever the guy was you were talking to, and that's how we honor each other.
Okay.
So you have a good one.
You
it
too.
It was nice chatting with you.
Yeah, nice talking with you too.
And Mark needs to get together. And I want him the next time come on, tell us what he was doing in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested too. You too. Bye. Wow. Guys, we are past the top of the hour. I do have super chats to get to. I have, I mentioned these stories that I would like to touch on. But I got to get to Rick in Hampton, Virginia. Rick in Hampton, Virginia, thank you for calling and holding so long, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, my brother James. What about yourself, my brother?
I'm doing fine, too. Thank you.
Man, I tell you, babe, it's been interesting calls, man. And
I agree.
Mark, you know, I don't believe Mark is angry. I think he's, you know, and I can understand why, because it seemed like you can see blacks just just almost beat a white kid to death,
yeah.
And nothing happens to that kid, just like in Arizona.
Right.
What was that? When a black kid killed that white kid, because they, you know, and wasn't hardly no media attention on that at all.
Huh. I don't even know this story offhand. It's not coming to mind.
Yeah.
But this type of thing happens a lot.
Right.
More often than the other way around. Far more often than the other way around.
I encourage whites to, you know, not to be angry.
Yeah.
But protect yourself.
If a
black person come hit you, you fight like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, because anybody can hurt you.
Yeah. Or avoid situations like that in the first place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't care. Like I said, the liberal whites and the liberal blacks, public school system, public colleges, and these urban radios, these black organizations, NAACP, the Urban League, that are all under the umbrella of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
They focus on blacks to keep them angry because they're easier to control.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are.
Yeah, that's so true. JLP makes that point all the time. They control you through your emotions. That's partly why I was warning Mark that a lot of these people who are quote-unquote, awakening to the illegal alien problem and the black-on-white crime problem and other unchristian, not normal white problem, so-called problems. If you're angry about it, you're going to be used by the devil. You're not being used by God. That's not the spirit of God
exactly.
In here. Yeah.
You don't think that
my first caller today it has anger, huh?
I don't believe he does. I think he's like, you know, I believe Mark was probably fed up with everybody's attacking whites. And
right.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, they are.
And, you know, and.
But
and,
I think
and
he, white. I think he does have anger. He's, otherwise he wouldn't be putting my channel at risk talking about people or animals and stuff like that. He would be more self-controlled than that.
You know what? I think when he was talking about Adam, I think he was talking about the evil people.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. It's people do act like animals, but he was saying it with animus. He had some animus to him, and you shouldn't be animated like that.
Right.
Because he has not said one wrong word, that maybe, but his spirit is clearly wrong. And when your spirit's wrong, you're going to say the right words at the wrong time, the true factual words at the wrong time. And you're supposed to speak the truth in love, not in anger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And I totally agree with that. And I don't think race relations could, it's like this, race relations could get better if blacks drop their anger, their victimhood, and accept and just get on with their lives, and the whites don't have that guilt and don't have that, you know, the irritating heart. You know what I mean by the irritating heart, genes?
No. What's irritating heart mean?
Whites have that, I believe. And what that is whites are like saying, hey, the more we give blacks, it don't get no better. It gets worse. And their hearts are starting to get irritable, I believe. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know, that's what I'm saying about Mark and everybody. Because we're not right. Different from Mark. We just are beaten into submission more. those of us who are better behaved, it's not as if our spirit's any better. So yeah, we do have are getting irritated, and that's the road to hell. Is irritation.
Right, and black politics, right now you got these black female politicians are getting out of control. Roland was interviewing one corrupt mayor and found out that she finessed him. And when you interview a Roland Maher, you can't get intimidated by him. I like how Jesse interviews him. He just keep it biblical. And when you throw the scriptures in there, it's hard for you to fight against God. It's like either you're going to either be quiet or you ain't going to be hollering as much. Roland be hollering just to get you to be intimidated and make it sound like that you don't know much.
Do me a favor, Rick. Just speak in terms of how some of these other people are without specifically naming them.
Oh, sorry. Please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you, man.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right on. But you're right. People are, they're prideful. I think about these intellectuals, these black intellectuals and other intellectuals.
Oh, yeah.
They're prideful. They spout off irrelevant facts. They're nasty, judgmental, and distracted. So true.
And it's just like...
And Jesse does keep it... You're right. Jesse does keep it biblical. He's the most biblical, consistent person whom I've heard... preach.
It's hard, and you know what? And you don't even have to have a college education. When you keep it biblical, then it forces the other person, you know, to either be quiet or just try and throw something silly in there. You know, like if the scriptures say abortion is wrong, then they kind of come up there and say, "Well, if you're against health insurance, you should be against people not having health insurance." There's plenty of ways. Plenty low-income hospitals that will take care of low-income people that don't have health insurance.
Yeah, and you don't need... What a mess. They're just pushing socialism, and they have us barking up the wrong trees. Don't follow their ways.
Everybody likes free stuff until it's time for them to pay.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
And to me, I always compare socialism like insurance. If you ain't never made a claim... But your insurance go up anyway because everybody else made claims. To me, that's a good example of socialism.
Interesting. it's the mama spirit.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh man, it's like just like capital punishment. We have now. I dealt with it. Now get on to. I want to comment on John.
Yeah,
I have dealt with Hebrew Israelites.
Okay,
and they believe. They don't believe in Jesus Christ, so they don't honor Jesus Christ at all. So we already know where you go is when you honor Christ as Lord and Savior.
And do they call him a different name? Do they think that his name was something else, but it was still like they still believe in Jesus, but they just call him like Yahshua or something like that?
Yeshua, but I don't believe the Hebrew Israelites honor him as Lord and Savior. They have to go to Christ for salvation.
Oh, really?
Right. They probably say he's a good teacher.
I think that there are probably different types of Hebrew Israelites because they think that that's what they are by blood. So spiritually, they may follow Christianity. They may follow old school Judaism or whatever, or old school Israelite Old Testament stuff. Or they may follow something else entirely, be atheists? Could they be atheists? I don't know, maybe.
I call them foolishness. I know they all yeah. believe that every race came from the black man. They believe white, everybody came from the black man. But that's not true, though. Because I believe Adam and Eve were biracial people. They were mixed.
Really?
I believe that. But Noah's sons were...
Why,
go ahead.
Why believe anything about it, since we don't know?
Well, I agree with that. Yeah. You know, I definitely agree with that. But I just be saying that you were here, black people, we're the original people. I said, God didn't say that. God said mankind came after the flood. And God didn't say no race was supreme.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying, James? And it doesn't no race was supreme.
Did he say that?
Capital punishment. What's that?
Yeah. Did he say that no race is supreme?
Well, no. God
I don't even
that.
Think he talked about it. I mean, he did talk about the nations.
No, he didn't.
He talked about the nations, and that's what the races were, different nations.
He didn't mention that, and God never mentioned that. And you're right. All he said was the world was populated through Noah and his sons.
Yeah.
That's it. No one mentions color, but... Mostly blacks.
Yeah.
Mostly blacks keep, in my opinion, keep it going. They keep it rolling.
They're the most hung up on the race thing, on their race than anybody. And they're the most obviously blind on the race issue. It's crazy.
Right. They keep it going. No one mentions racism. Nobody but most blacks. Even most blacks, even I truly believe if most African Americans went over to Africa, I don't believe they'd get along with them because of all the mess
right.
the blacks would bring over there.
It's your spirit. It's your you have this spirit of not getting along with people. You have people you have somebody in the chat. Baldman54 is laughing because you said Adam and Eve were mixed.
Yeah, I believe it.
So God did not breathe life into man until man was mixed race. Is that what you're saying?
The main thing I'm saying, the main thing I'm saying, James, that they were all shades of people from the beginning, if that's a better way to say it.
Okay. I don't know.
That's what I want. I truly believe they were all shades of people from the beginning.
Okay. I really don't know, do I really even care.
And I don't know either, James. I don't know either.
I think it's a trap just to get people talking about it when it doesn't even matter.
And keep people angry at each other's throats. And you're right about that. And
Because anger is the other side of pride. People are falsely proud of something that they were born into. So dumb.
You know what? And I think I had a coworker was telling me Saturday, I don't trust white people. That's what he said. And I said, me? I trust you until you give me reason not to trust you. Shoot, I said, you got blacks killing people and stealing just as much as anybody else.
Yeah.
So why would you put that on one race?
True. Yep.
I said, you got blacks stealing. They just don't get televised as much before they can keep them under control, but they continue to use them for destruction and political agendas. That's it.
Yeah. That's true, man. It's a fact.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. That's what they keep on. Oh, let the blacks don't highlight it. We gotta keep them and most they don't even hold most black politicians accountable.
Yeah.
At all. A black politician can stay in forever. That's why they run as a Democrat because they know they'll win.
One thing I like about and I've admired about these corrupt black politicians and these corrupt black so-called leaders is their shamelessness. Mm-hmm. If we too were shameless, just kept on going, then we would be unstoppable. Because physically, they are not really stoppable when they stay shameless, for the most part. Sometimes they will step down and stuff, but very rarely will they be held accountable for whatever wrong things that they do. Just keep it up. And I think that you can learn something from that. I'm being serious when I say this. You can learn something from that shameless. Usually shameless, I use it in a negative connotation. But in this sense, I'm using it as something that we should, if we're standing for what's right, or we, you know, whatever, would not have to lose in ways that we lose, rather than giving up in fear and embarrassment and stuff like that. So I really think that that's, it's not good that they're doing it, but it is a tool to be used for good by people who are for what's right.
You know, right. And, you know,
it's kind of like the never apologize thing. You know, you repent in your heart. You don't have to tell the world or apologize to the world or try to make it up to the world or resign for what, you know, stupid. So,
you know, and a lot of liberal shows, you know, when they get on these shows, they sit there and talk and insult people. By the time someone says something insulting, they just talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, and they do the same thing.
Yeah, right. People are the guilty of this very stuff that they're accusing you of. There's this self-righteousness jumping around.
Yep.
Give me a break.
And they do it, and you know, and it's just, you know, a capital punishment. Capital punishment is biblical.
Yep. It's a fact.
It's biblical.
Yep. I wouldn't want it to happen to me, but I think that it's, if we have a just system, or if we have just people running the show in the justice system, which we don't for the most part now.
Exactly.
Then we should have swift punishment.
Yep.
Nice.
I tell my kids, if you go kill someone innocently committing a crime, I am not going to the governor's mess and begging for your life.
Nice.
All I can tell you is get your soul right with Christ.
You really had to tell your kids that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Wow.
I told them, I said, you go take a human life committing a crime?
Yeah.
I am not, because I take human life serious.
Yeah.
Or I don't care what color you are, who you are, I look at you as a human soul.
Well, luckily, fortunately, I guess my parents didn't have to tell me that so far.
Well, you know, I said that I wasn't saying that to be angry or nothing, Jay. Yeah. I was saying that to let them know how serious God takes human life.
Yeah, fair enough.
And you go kill somebody, committing a robbery or something, and now you're begging for your life, you should get the electric chair, period.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, when you get life and
depending on the circumstances, I think. Call me a liberal, but depending on the circumstances, obviously.
You know, the only time I would be for the death penalty is someone murdered somebody. That is it. That's the only criteria the scriptures give from using capital punishment.
Interesting.
Is when you take a human life, God said, I will, when you shed innocent blood, I will have man to shed your blood, and which God used the government to regulate it. If God gave that authority to all of us, man, it'd be dead folks all on the streets and
everywhere. Right, I know. Terrible. I got to run, Rick. It's nice talking with you, man.
Okay, James. Love you, man. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for y'all show, man. Thanks for taking my call. Y'all keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Woo. If I don't get to these super chats, I never will. And then I'll try to plow through the calls. I'll try to be quicker on these calls. We'll see what happens. Some super chats that came in on Friday that I missed. There was one from, what's that guy's name? Jake Hudson. I would love to talk to Hake. Thank you, Jake. Email me, thehakereport@gmail.com. Feel free. Or DM me on X. The Hake Report on X. Appreciate you, Jake. Thanks for the support. That's cool. The Zesty one bought a coffee on Friday. Hake taught us about Grindr, which is a far-left, nasty, dirty app out of which sprung Tinder, also a far-left, nasty, dirty, filthy app. So I just taught you what Nick taught us on the American Anchor, baby. Nice. By the way, speaking of that, is Joelle Friday scheduled? Let me make sure that I can add him in here. Joelle Friday here. Yes, indeed. How do you know God? Is Joelle Friday's show going to come up now? Okay. Thank you, Zesty One. You got to keep them clean. When's the next Jubilee? I at least do one for everyone for a week. Well, you just brought up Grindr. You're being dirty. So no. Also, when do we hear from Tony? Tony from California. It's been a while. And Mark versus Joe is hilarious. Mark is the scum of the earth. Well, so are you. Do not judge your fellow scum of the earth. Zesty one. Nice. Okay. Where was I? My goodness. Based America First with a coffee over here on Buy Me a Coffee. This is informative. In January, NPR, news host Layla Fidel interviewed Stephanie Kelton, professor of economics and public policy at Stony Brook University, served as senior economic advisor for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. This Stephanie Kelton gal, prominent, a proponent of modern monetary theory, MMT. The U.S. can never run out of money because it can print more. Wow. Fidel, the NPR news host, Layla, that is, asked, so $34 trillion in debt sounds scary. Should people be afraid? To which the Stephanie Kelton woman said, no, they shouldn't. It's the word debt that makes people afraid. It's just keeping track of our savings. Savings? And what that $34 trillion is telling you is that over the long sweep of history, the U.S. government has put that many dollars into our hands without taxing them away. What? Interesting spin, Miss Stephanie. Bernie Sanders, socialist guy, communist gal. U.S. debt is increasing $10 billion per day and will reach $37 trillion by November 5th. Says Based America First. No U.S. government borrows money to pay interest on previously borrowed money. But women say that we should be enjoying our huge savings. Hooray! I know. And what do they spend it on? Nothing good? Nothing good. Name one thing good that the government spends their money on. Even so-called catching PDFs. They don't even do that right. So they're spreading it. Anyway, let me move on from that unpleasant topic. I brought it up out of nowhere. Matthew on YouTube bought a coffee. I'm starting a petition. Limit Mark from Los Angeles' calls to 10 minutes. Hake, thank you for your understanding in this matter. Okay, so if you co-sign his petition, press 2. If you disavow his petition, press 1. If you're not sure, press 3. So 2 for limiting his calls for 10 minutes. Le Moulier agrees with you, Matthew, on YouTube. Joe from Phoenix agrees with you. So now you know you're wrong. Nah, I'm kidding. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a coffee. Hake, if you personally qualified for a check for $1,000 a month from the government, or an EBT card for groceries, would you take it? I don't know. Probably so. I guarantee you that a majority of the people look down on those who receive welfare, would take it if they could get it. So what is the true objection to it? Just because they object to it being wrong doesn't mean that they wouldn't take it. So it doesn't say that their true objection is any less true. Popcorn's thumb keg. Lastly, have you ever thought about inviting David Pakman on your show? Oops. Remember you pointed out he was more independent thinking, blah, 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 blah. Does a good job of making people think out their ideas, in my opinion. Maybe. Boom, boom, boom. So going back to your question about true objection to welfare and all that stuff. Given that the government is so corrupt and it's stealing your money and giving it away anyway, get that bag. Might as well get that bag if you can. Take advantage. But keep in mind, it is corrupting you. It will corrupt you. Not a victim bought a coffee. I wonder if there are any soldiers, if there is any soldiers that have seen active combat who can talk about being angry while in the line of duty, emoji, in a firefight. Nice question, not a victim. Nice question. If you're blind with rage, you may not function as well. Carver bought a coffee. Hey, Hake, I've noticed this last week or so you've been making great contributions to reduce the number of people experiencing Hake music. This has made a significant impact on our community, and we appreciate your efforts. So says Carver. Yeah, I only have time to play one song today, if that, which I will play, if you want to call it a song. The Zesty One bought another coffee. Your talk stream isn't working. I know. The engineer is working on it. Mark is extremely rude. Please read my super chat from Friday. Happy belated birthday, Sean. I'm sad Eric Mays didn't get to meet JLP. Happy Women's History Month. I may call in soon. Let everyone call. Stop being afraid. It's not about fear. It's about containing the animal. The animal within making you act out of sorts. You cannot control yourself. So, yeah, I read your super. Thanks for the support. You really got to... It's for your own sake. It's for your own sake in part. And mine. Can you do the silent prayer on air right now? Sorry, I'm sad, 2014 asks. What would happen if you did the silent prayer with Mark next time he calls? I'm chuckling, but that's a serious question he's asking. No, just go over and do the check out silentprayer.video. What's up, Terry, over there watching on Hake on both platforms on Instagram and YouTube or wherever. That's cool. Thank you. Let me check over on DLive. I didn't get any diamonds yet, right? Not on DLive? I think we're fine. Nice. Let me double check over on Rumble. Canadian David, thanks for the support, man. All right. Let me see if I can plow through all these calls. I'll do my best, guys. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona. Oh! Joe just hung up. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. I was just about to get to you, but that's okay. Glenn in New York on the line. Glenn in New York. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
Hey.
Good to hear you.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I came back. I started watching both you and Jesse again. And God bless you both for doing yeoman's work. And
cool.
I wanted to mention you were talking about blacks being angry. And I've noticed there's always key words that are used in the media, on the news, coming from the politicians. And in the last couple of years, this the word reparations.
Yeah.
I call them trigger words because...
Yeah.
When people don't go and look up what it means, what's the context of it, and they just internalize this as, oh, this is something that happened to me, I'm a victim of this, and I need a reparation because, ooh, there's going to be a big check. And when it relates to slavery, it's very interesting. I went and did some research about this slavery because, you know, being white, I'm white, but, you know, I went to school in Harlem in the 70s. I was the only white kid in class. I got picked on every day. I had to learn to fight, which I really didn't want to. I was a gentle, loving person, but I digress. Those were my friends. They were the people of my peers. And as time went on, I learned things, you know, because I was told or sometimes got beat up because, you know, oh, you white people, you know, oppressed us, or you had slaves or whatever it was.
And you're white.
Or you're rich. Meanwhile, we were eating tuna casserole, you know, 7 nights a week.
Right.
I didn't come from a rich family.
They racially profiled, the blacks were racially profiling you, the black kids were, when you were their classmates.
Well, they were taught that through the, you know, I was in the public school system. And, yeah.
In New York?
Yes, sir. And
question.
I actually got thrown out of the system.
Quick question. I have to interrupt you because it's bothering me. Is it Glenn with two N's?
Glenn with two N's, yes,
nice,
sir.
Nice, thank you. I'm glad I asked. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I got thrown out of the school system because I wouldn't adapt to their learning system. And I had a high aptitude. They gave me a test, a written test, and I passed it. By one point, I missed going to what's called Bronx Science High School for science because I had a high science aptitude. But I wouldn't do the book work because it stunk of Marxist leanings. They wanted to teach us how to think and the specific facts they wanted us to know. And I couldn't adopt to that. P.S., I also had a form of dyslexia, and I taught myself to read. Back then, they didn't diagnose anyone with dyslexia. It wasn't a disease yet.
Good old days.
Yeah, yeah, the good old days. I'm also a veteran with PTSD that before I got out, they didn't know what PTSD was. So anyway,
okay.
I digress once again. So I look back into slavery because my father's Jewish, my mother was Catholic. I know, what a mess. And I learned that, you know, when I was told, oh, the whites brought the slaves here, I said, wait a second, let me go look. That's horrible that happened. And then I found out that it was basically the Semitics, because the Semitic people include Jews and Arabs and Muslims and Medes,
okay.
And all
Medes?
These different cultures in the Middle East and India, and that they were the founders of this slave trade, and that even Jews, or before they were called Jews, the Hebrews were taken into slavery, and various populations, and then they came through northern Africa and marched through and took slaves, and when it got big is when they got to the coast. And they, in the 1500s or whatever it was, when they had discovered, you know, the North America and South America, the Portuguese, the Spanish, and the Arabs, and the Dutch, which are, you know, yes, they're white, but they're not Americans.
Right.
They were the big slave. They were the ones that loaded the boats and bought them at the slave markets and then shipped them over to the New World,
yeah,
for labor, because for thousands, over a thousand years, that's what slaves were. It was a form of labor instead of,
yep.
And some of, you know, they were taken care of. They were given housing. I'm not going to argue about whether it was the greatest life, but there were a lot of people that would have gone by the wayside,
yep.
and just never been able to support themselves.
Nice.
Just in those times.
Yeah.
So in some way, slavery had its attributes.
Right.
And in anything,
pluses,
there's always abuse.
Yeah,
there's always abuse.
There's positives and negatives to any situation.
Right.
I'm
so,
with you on
so
that.
So in those groups of slave traders and capturers and whatnot, I learned further that some of the Africans actually sold,
yep.
You know, they'd fight with another tribe and the spoils of war, they'd say, oh, good, let's sell these people. Because
yep.
We'll get some whatever it is they're getting for it. I don't know what it was. And even some of the Europeans, before it was an established Europe, some whites were taken into slavery and sold on the and put on boats and whatnot.
Yep.
So it triggered me to when I hear all this mess about slavery and how the whites are responsible. I mean, I tried to look as far as I could into my own lineage. Because I do have some Dutch lineage,
and I would
feel horrible if maybe some descendants had done that.
Why?
But basically, when you the thing is, why would you feel horrible?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I can't feel angry. I can feel bad about it.
But why would you feel? You just admitted that that there was some positive aspects to it, and some people abused it, and not everybody abused it. So you don't, just because you may have had a slave holding ancestor doesn't mean that he did wrong. And every human being has done wrong in their life, so it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Because it can't be proved, I wouldn't have anger about it.
Yeah.
I might have some remorse that it happened to anyone that they were abused. Abuse is horrible because it's coming from anger.
Fair. That's fair.
So, but I don't hold myself or my family responsible, the ones that are alive,
because
we had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yep.
And so we have to move on. And when we go back to the biblical aspect of it, we have to deal with the present. The Bible tells us the past is in the past, and the future is not known, and that's only for God. And he can change it and do with it any way he wants. You know, and so I have to go with that and try to find love in it. And I'll try to educate my brother or sister in but sometimes it's very difficult. And like I said, I think a lot of this stems from, in America anyway, is this Marxist public school system.
Yeah.
They think that
Marxism and communism depend on slavery being the worst sin ever, stuff like that. So they're...
Well, we're still slaves.
They're
Instead
evil.
Of being on the plantation,
yep.
now we're in the hood.
Yep.
Or the ghetto, or
yep.
the suburbs. Because that's what, I mean, I live upstate New York. I can't afford to live in New York City as a disabled veteran. I'm also a 9/11 volunteer. But
you volunteered during, you volunteered during the, you volunteered during 9/11?
I was a street photographer.
Did you get stuff in your, did you get sick? Any stuff in your lungs or anything?
Yes, sir. I have nodules in my lungs. I just had prostate cancer. And in February, they called me down in New York City to give a testimony because they denied my case at first, although I had tons of published photographs, tons of unpublished
so
photographs.
So you got this prostate cancer from going to 9/11? From going
yes,
to
sir.
The
my
to round zero?
My digestive tract, I have GERD, where like my food comes up at night, like
Ooh.
Vomit, acid, my sinuses have nodules and are burnt up. My lungs have nodules. I have COPD. And
this is all this is all traceable back to the 9/11 work
yes,
that you
sir.
Did.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Man, you know what? I have to run, Glenn. It's nice talking
yes, sir.
With you.
That, I understand totally. God bless you. Keep up the good work. We'll be listening. And just wanted to touch base. Thank you so much, Hank.
And call me again. Call me again.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Take care. Wow. Okay. Frederick in Los Angeles, California. Frederick, make your point quick, man. I have to rush.
Okay, okay. How's it going, Hank? How's it going? You got to rush.
Going well.
My point is all about, like, it's God's plan, right? We just like you and the rest of the Christians, y'all got to kill all identity.
Mm-hmm.
I still see y'all identifying. Like, that's why the blacks don't know they was ancient Egyptians. They kill all identity, and that's what y'all got to do and be equal to me. So y'all got no Jews, no Christians. Y'all stop identifying with the laws of wrong and right. Kill all. JLP going to get you. The Lord's Prayer is not the silent prayer. They're going to turn to their Bible and not the website. Stop doing that, Hank.
No, the JLP himself admitted that the silent prayer is the Lord's Prayer.
It's not the same.
It is the same.
When you are
quiet, you are letting God's will be done. God's will be done. Forgiving as we forgive. Knowing that he is providing our daily bread.
So why don't he just say the Lord's Prayer?
No. Saying the Lord's Prayer is not...
Just white label
saying,
the Lord's Prayer.
Saying the Lord's Prayer is different from actually praying the Lord's Prayer.
He white labeled the Lord's Prayer. I get what you're saying.
I don't know what that means, but that's interesting, man.
White label. Yeah, we had a discussion about beef that was coming, white labels, people just buy and slap their name on it.
Oh.
And really does all the work. Yeah,
that's
I
funny.
See what's going on.
All right. That's
anyway,
cute.
Mark can call. This is America. You can run your show how you want to.
Thank you,
have
man.
10 minutes or more. It don't matter if I'm getting squeezed out. Rick is a clout chaser. He always wait to the end just so his name can be seen. You notice how you say
you're just making stuff up now.
Pro black. No, you say the people that's pro black flock to certain venues because they be popular. He knows if he's a Republican conservative flocking to a station like this, they gonna love him. So he just come over here agreeing with whatever y'all do, bootlicking, and everybody loves him, but he sounds like Dr. Cornel West to me. And
who does?
They know what it is. He's identifying, too. It's a bunch of devils fighting. Everybody, please drop your identity. Don't be a Christian. Don't be a Catholic. Don't be a Muslim. Just
don't be a Pharaoh. Yourself. Don't be an Egyptian.
Don't even be a... It's already lost mystery. They ancient aliens.
Nice.
I did my homework. I can't find it.
I got to run, man. It's nice talking with you, Frederick, in Los Angeles. I know I'm squeezing you out, but that's what it is. Take care, man.
All right. Good look out. All right, Hank.
All right.
Good talking to you. I'll call... You know I'm calling Joel and the Anchor Baby.
Yeah, and call me again, man. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Daniel in Texas, I can't get to you and the rest of the callers and Super Chats. I got to play. It's Soul Junk Sunday, coming into Monday. Jelly Wings from the 2002 album 1957. Adios, America. Joel Friday TV coming up next. Bye.
Filling 1,000 piece Country Bridge puzzle puts a quick muzzle on MC's guzzle. Gurgle a monosyllabic grunts. Dizzy from Toke's pocket dictionary blunts. But they'll bring in a rap star, double stunts, three jumps, made by the General Lee, simultaneously filmed from different angles. Replayed, overplayed, making any lyricist look imperialist, world hop scotchin', one-footed hip hopping. Well, bring the new cropping of Subterranean Yellow Marine. Psychedelia revelations from paperback word digesting, tasting of honey and pain divesting, blessings spilling over the less blessed, dressed for future success.
No chaser, I'm parabolically direct. What is it? Are you a comic stripper or just anatomically correct? Try a skin bracer, a slap to the face and the neck. Circumspect like a roundhouse, my tape to your deck. Hop the roundabout, off on a tangent, toes planted. My radial arm, rock Manchester off the planet. Man, gent, or esquire, Baron, Duke, or yes, sire. Your title just got toasted with a hearty dose of chest fire. Estimate pi to 13 digits. Watch you fidget.
It's Christian.
With circular reasoning and rabbis with widgets to aerate your skull. And am I an optical illusion or a spherical inside your planar? Setting teeth straight up retainer. Who puts the miracle inside the lyrical nonlinear refrainer? Who data matter all empirical and bust any of your containers should be a no-brainer. Hang from the skin of your insaner. Incisors wanna bite, line up and do the Macarena.
Isn't this a vibe? I gotta get out of Joel Friday TV's way. Adios, America. Have fun. American Anchor Baby after that. Peace in the Middle East. Or at least in your hearts. Some of you. Ah. Thank you, Hassan.